Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the first day of summer is certainly going to feel like it. Even worse next week. Let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yeah, that we'll get a little bit of break from the heat and humidity that we had yesterday, Susan. Today, with temperatures in the mid-80s, it's still going to be warm, but the humidity will be down with that gusty breeze. But after that, it's all about the heat and humidity, and it's going to build steadily throughout the weekend. We think temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. Some of the western suburbs can get to 90 with real feels over 90, and then an upper-level ridge of high pressure just builds eastward, and we're going to see temperatures at least to 92 on Sunday and probably 93 or higher on Monday, and the western suburbs could be several degrees higher than that with real field temperatures upper 90s to near 100 both days, and I think the heat's going to continue through Tuesday and Wednesday before there's any relief in sight later next week. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
Well, coming up at 9 this morning, Governor Hochul will hold a briefing on the impending heat wave. Do check back with 1010 Winds for more on what she has to say. The extreme heat comes as early voting is well underway and primary day is next Tuesday in the city. And so the Board of Elections is making sure polling places are kept cool. Let's get the story from our Amanda Alexander.
Yeah, good morning, Susan. That big decision won't be the only reason that folks are sweating at the polls, but as you said, they are on top of it. They said they're making sure there's enough water at all sites and providing fans to poll locations that have no air conditioning. Now, their deputy executive director, Vincent Ignizio, says, yes, primary day is the day to get out there, but...
We're encouraging people to vote early. I mean, that there's no reason to go out in 100-degree heat when you can vote early and come out and vote. Over 168,000 New Yorkers already done so, and we're hopeful to heed that warning, come out, vote early to beat the heat.
The board especially looking out for their poll workers who have a really long day ahead. They're looking at almost 17-hour days.
We need to make sure in a 17-hour day that they are hydrated, that it's as cool as it could be, if they don't have air conditioning with cross circulations and fans and cold water. So we're doing a site-by-site analysis, and we're grateful for what they're doing, and we're going to try to make it as comfortable as possible.
And of course, voting is important, but do listen to your body. Stay hydrated, dress cool, and take advantage of any shade you can find. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Threats against New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani.
His office says they're working with the NYPD's hate crimes task force after a series of death threats and anti-Muslim voicemails, including an anonymous caller saying they were going to bomb his car. Mamdani's team confirms he doesn't own a car, but he did call the threats alarming and not surprising.
The very sad burden of what it means to be the first Muslim candidate to run for mayor.
Mamdani opened up during a press event on Wednesday about Islamophobia, which he believes is fueling the hate.
To be called an anti-Semite, it pains me.
The NYPD says Mamdani received four voicemails that were both threatening and racist. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There's an arrest in a hate crime attack in the subway. 34-year-old Naved Durney is accused of beating a 55-year-old woman wearing a hijab between the Forest Hills and 75th Avenue stops in Queens. She ended up with a concussion, a fractured nose, and bruises all over her body. Two other women and the conductor helped cops catch Durney. He was arraigned yesterday morning on charges of hate crime assault and aggravated harassment. He was ordered held without bail. Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi has now written to President Trump. He's calling for the release of Fernando Mejia. He is the Salvadoran native who manages the Schmear Bagel and Cafe in Port Washington. He was arrested last week. Suozzi argues that Mejia appears to be the type of immigrant living in this country who the president himself has said should be protected because they have proven to be, quote, very good longtime workers who contribute to local economies and communities. Well, so far, no response from the White House. The Mahmoud Khalil case back in court today in New Jersey. The feds first said Khalil was being detained in Louisiana because his speech had adverse impact on the Trump administration's foreign policy. When the court said that didn't cut it, the feds then said it was because he had lied on his green card application. Bobby Hodgson is with the New York Civil Liberties Union.
In filings this week, you know, we've pointed out and we've had several immigration experts point out, and the court has in fact credited those declarations, saying, you know, this is not the kind of thing that the government holds people in detention on the basis of. And so we've argued, and the court's going to hear arguments, that that's a reason to let him out.
Today, lawyers representing Khalil will ask the U.S. District Court in New Jersey to either release their client while his legal battle plays out or transfer him closer to home where he can see his wife and newborn son. The son of author Michael Chabon has been charged with raping and choking a woman. 22-year-old Abraham Chabon is an NYU student. He was arrested last week in connection with an alleged incident from last year. He's charged with first-degree rape and second-degree strangulation. He pleaded not guilty. He's out on bail. He is due back in court in August. Some folks in Queens raising a stink. Yeah, a Queens neighborhood that is not living up to its nickname.
Many of the odor complaints have come from a section of Queens near Long Island City, ironically called Blissville. Tom Matsousas heads its civic association.
They smell it and they feel it. And over the years, we believe it's gotten progressively worse.
Last week, state regulators demanded green asphalt raise its smokestacks. Area lawmakers are demanding to know what it's putting in the air.
And many people in Blissville have health issues.
A green asphalt spokesperson said they're working to address the odor complaints and say they have never been cited for pollution. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There was a fatal crash in Central Park earlier this week. It was Wednesday night when a man on a bike collided with a pedestrian who was in a crosswalk near 97th Street. Police say the 43-year-old cyclist, Salvador Nico Garcia, fell from the bike and struck his head against the curb. He was taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. The pedestrian hurt his hand but refused medical attention. The incident marks the second of somebody riding a traditional bike and getting into a fatal accident this year. They were celebrating in the streets Thursday in one New Jersey town.
After nearly 600 days being held hostage by Hamas, Adan Alexander is back in his hometown of Tenafly, New Jersey.
Welcome, Adan. Baruch haba, and we wish you all the best from now on.
Being driven home by police, Adan rolled down his window and gave a big smile to the people who came out in the rain to welcome him back home.
Give me a high five like any normal guy would. It's such empowering. He looked great, to be honest. He looked tan, he looked healthy, he looked happy. He's been through a lot, but we're all glad he's home.
Firm handshake. Yeah, it was great to see him. Yeah. It was very excited to see everyone and very touching to see all of Tenafly coming out and greeting him.
Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Tenafly, New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.